Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 70. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. It's a night of a thousand conversations.
A night of a thousand sounds over here.
Mr. Sound Engineer.
Nate's got a cold. Still.
Me get killed.
Blame on those snot-nosed kids.
Poor Nate.
Snotty-nosed kids.
We dragged him out of bed to be here.
Yeah. Leave me alone, kid. You're bothering me.
Nate, you don't have time. You don't have time to be sick, Nate. Come on. Get out of here.
Sean, I think he is on cough medicine.
He says he's not, but I'm pretty sure he needs to pass that around.
Well, we are glad the creepies are joining us for this middle-aged mini 70.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to say that. So,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about? Let's get right into it.
This is Nate's pick, and it is on Voodoo Dolls.
Not the band.
Picking that.
Of course you don't.
You probably
don't. Tonight is not your night, Nate.
Are you sure it's me?
Are you sure it's me?
Yeah, it's not, and it's not the band Voodoo Dolls.
Right? No, I was.
That's Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah.
Well, whatever. I went down the wrong road for a while, but here we are.
Goo Goo Dolls. Oh yeah, Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
So Voodoo Dolls. There's not too much of a background, but I will give it. The term voodoo doll commonly describes an effigy into which pins are inserted. That's how we commonly perceive it. Such practices are found in various forms in the magical traditions of many cultures around the world.
They're creepy.
Look at that.
That's right. They says despite its name, the dolls are not prominent in Haitian voodoo, a vaudou, or however you say that, and not used in Louisiana voodoo, but that's how we perceive it. Let's be honest. I think that's how all of us perceive it.
The voodoo dolls, they have been in a lot of movies, creepy movies, you know, or,
yes.
You know, especially a lot of, in New Orleans, you know, voodoo's practiced, you know, it's a big history of it, and Haiti
and Africa. That's where I mean, if you ask me where it came from, it would be an African culture or the Haitian culture. Mm-hmm, and that you don't really think of it as a religion, but that's what it's from based on. And it is, and I always think of it as like dark arts. You know, you think of it as like hexing people or demonic. And that's actually quite not true.
And what's creepy about it is you get this doll, somebody can be thousand miles away, or you know, it's something where you can hurt somebody. They try to hurt somebody or to act revenge, and you don't have to.
And
be.
People do use this practice for that, but that's not what it's intended for.
Correct.
In 2020, Louisiana Voodoo High Priest Robbie
He's
Gilmore.
Diving right in.
Oh, I am. Well, it's a good statement, sort of show where the voodoo doll lies, which is what we're sort of talking about right now.
You don't have to defend yourself against me.
No, I'm just trying to see how many minutes are in it.
You should. Let's do it.
He stated, "It blows my mind that people still believe, in parentheses, voodoo dolls are relevant to the voodoo religion. Hollywood really did did us a number.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We do not stab pins and dolls to hurt people. We don't take your hair and make a doll and worship the devil with it, and ask the devil to give us black magic to get our revenge on you. It is not done, it won't be done, and it never will exist for us."
I don't believe him.
I was going to say, then I'm out.
His lips are moving, he's lying.
I'm canceling that voodoo course I signed up for.
Well, that's no fun.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bunch of crud.
I had a voodoo doll looking just like you, Todd, and I had it all ready to go.
You probably do. Hey, get in line.
Effigy.
Some of these look like you can just grab a loaf of bread and start stabbing pins into it. This is Lucy.
Take that.
You wheat. You whole wheat. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Nathan wound up.
Some of the voodoo dolls look ridiculous, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Some of them are comical. They do. Some of them are super duper duper creepy.
Yeah, they are. They're real creepy. I just know, yeah, and you're right. Hollywood has turned it into where it's something used negative, you know, or as a black magic, dark arts type thing,
right?
To hurt people, yeah, and you know, it's kind of creepy.
It is so ingrained in New Orleans, though, in Louisiana. It's not
funny.
Yeah. And so they...
No, it's
they
not funny.
It's not funny.
I'm not laughing, Sean.
They say, and I have not been to New Orleans.
I'm laughing with them, not at them.
Right.
That's we right. Don't make voodoo dolls of us.
We are going on a cruise. I don't know if you know this. We haven't gotten to tell you this yet. We will be leaving from New Orleans. And Jen and I are talking about getting there a little early, like a day early, so we can spend some time in New Orleans.
Buy a voodoo doll. Maybe do a ghost tour.
I told her I want to go around the cemeteries.
I want to find the vampires.
They're running rampant. We've already given those stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saint Germain.
When's that? Next year?
Yeah, it'll be spring break.
Spring break.
So yeah, end nice. Of March.
So it's a you take off from New Orleans and where?
And then I don't know where we go. We go somewhere.
Cozumel.
There you go. Cozumel.
Okay.
Belize.
Norwegian.
Is it Belize?
The girls are figuring this out. I've seen the boat. Looks fun. Some excursions.
Yeah, we're going to do some excursions. Okay.
Where are you going? I don't know.
Remember, Nate and I are just along for the ride. You know that.
Grief, you two.
Charlie Brown. They had me at New Orleans.
Nate, are you sure you want to be stuck with this guy on a boat? You can't.
Oh, it's a big boat.
It's huge.
I know.
It's huge in Japan.
He'll still find you.
It's like the Titanic.
Every time I open my door.
Hey, Nate.
Nate, you never believe.
Let's go sit by the pool.
He's got his doll. That'll be fun, though. Yeah, you got to check out New Orleans.
It will be. But anyway, so.
And get you a voodoo doll for.
But they say around every corner is a voodoo dolls.
Oh, yeah.
The magical principles behind it. And so, and a lot of it is. It's ingrained in the culture now.
Can I get one to heal myself?
Well, that's interesting because that's actually where how do you say it? It's B-O-C-I-O, Bokayo dolls. Those are from European descent. And they said that's how a lot of these voodoo dolls kind of came about. The dolls from Europe were technically, and it gets kind of interesting here. It's Vodun art, which is, it goes along with, it's a religion from Nigeria, Benin, Togo, and Ghana. And it is basically, it is an art form, which is, like I said, Bochillo. I don't know if I'm saying
is
that right.
Is Ghana close to Rhea?
Yeah, he's definitely on.
He's hedgehog medicine. We're on a hedgehog road. I just know we are. Where was I at? Okay, so those were carved wooden statues, and they represented supernatural beings, and they could be activated through various ritual steps. Metal objects that attracted spirits of the dead and other spirits and gave temporary resting places. They were also like for empowerment. So you would carry these little stone statues, but they said that when like the Catholic Church got a hold of these, they started really clamping down on where they find these. So then a lot of the people that were still trying to practice their religions started making them into actual little dolls or little rag dolls, and so that they were not confiscated as easily. Because if you were, I think, especially like slaves, you know, African slaves, if they were found with these wooden sculptures that were seen to empower them, that scared the Southern masters or whatever, and they'd have them killed or punished severely.
Right.
So if they changed them over to these rag dolls. And they didn't realize, you know, like, oh, this is the same thing. But then those got, like I said, that goes into the history of the voodoo doll. But they were not used for negative practices. They were used for empowering and keeping these positive spirits and supernatural beings activated. I think that's very interesting. I did not know that. So there's, look into Vodun, I don't know if I'm saying that right, art.
You're probably not.
I'm probably not. But I thought, when I was watching a video and I was like, man, that's kind of cool because it just opens up a whole other avenue besides, like I said, the witchery way, witchcraft and spells and the dark arts and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, because ever since I was a kid, I knew about voodoo dolls. I thought it was something negative. I thought it was something put harm on people.
We learn something. We're teaching people things.
Are we? Are we teaching?
They voodoo dolls have a bad rap, let's be honest.
They do. That's
Here's a website. Explore my revenge spell store. 10 voodoo doll spells available.
Oh. Do they go into, I mean, is it something you can read off pretty quick?
I don't know. Let me access the site.
While you're doing that, what's interesting is you can find a lot of voodoo dolls on eBay and social marketing, you know, as I like to say, you know, e-marketing. That's what I was trying to think.
How do you think I found the one that looked like you?
Oh. They're out there? Middle-aged and creeped out? Todd Hedges doll?
All right. Well.
Oh, there you have it?
You get the pins with them and everything.
We got love spells.
Oh.
Love potion.
I will love it and hold it and pat it and
call it George.
Call it George. Call it George.
Oh, goodness.
Funny that you mentioned that, by the way.
You can use it for money, luck spells.
Okay.
Protection spells.
Mm-hmm.
Other real spells, which would be powerful voodoo spells on health, travel, mystic, charming.
He's like, he got lost in his reading. I was like,
that's good.
So exciting.
This is already going
American Haitian Voodoo.com.
Okay.
I use a mixture of white magic, black magic, voodoo powers to help you solve your problems. With more than 40 years of experience, I guarantee absolute success.
I don't know who this is, but
bull
honky. Honky is what I
said. What a crook. Whoever that is, I say it on our podcast, and I will say it again. You're a crook.
Yeah.
I can't. It's a stupid. Sorry.
I want to go back.
I'll try to respect all
I know
people,
this is.
You want to play with my doll?
You want to play my white voodoo doll?
Don't break your finger on it, though.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned the George comment from Looney Tunes because it's fun. It's so ironic that I was making those comments to William. I was holding him and I was rocking him and I said, I will, you know, you will be my baby and I will call you George and I will rock you and hug you and squeeze you. And he was laughing. He's like, Dad, what are you talking? Exactly. And I said, I got to show you. I've said, haven't you seen these cartoons? So we watched a five minute collection or, you know, whatever of Looney Tune George scenes. Yeah. And we watched them and he and I were laughing so hard.
Oh, they're the classics.
They are so classic, but I had forgotten how many of them there are. But
if you want a voodoo doll, you can go to Etsy. Order one.
Well, like I said, you can Etsy, Amazon, eBay. Here's one for $22. It's a haunted pincushion voodoo doll their description says, from a creepy estate sale. it makes me wonder what else do they have. $22 or best offer, $5 shipping. So there you go. Not much to it. It's just it's very cute looking. I mean, it's nothing like.
It's got watermelon on it.
Nothing creepy. Yeah.
Well, we've talked about haunted dolls and all that kind of stuff. So this, I mean, it conjures up ideas of like that these are haunted or magical. I always, the dark, you're talking about white magic and dark magic. It's like you would think of the dark or black magic.
How to use a voodoo doll. 3 methods.
Oh, yeah, I found that. Go ahead.
Creating a voodoo doll to represent someone.
Mm-hmm.
Envision the person you have in mind.
Okay, Sean.
When making a voodoo doll, picture that the person you would like the magic to affect and how you would like it to affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Because voodoo largely depends upon the connection between you and the voodoo spirits. It's important that the doll you are holding symbolizes the person who will gain good or evil in their life.
Mm.
2, make a voodoo doll. With a picture. One of the ways to create a replica of a person through a voodoo doll is by printing out a full-size picture of the person and sewing it together with fabric. Once you have found a picture or printed one out, cut around the body frame of the person in the picture and then use fabric for the back. As you begin sewing the fabric and picture together, fill the doll with stuffing. And 3, make a voodoo doll with personal objects. Maybe you don't have a picture of the person you want to represent, or you'd rather make a voodoo doll from something associated with that person. A lock of hair or a piece of clothing will serve this purpose. Find some yarn, string, or fabric and sew or piece together a simple doll. Then sew the object you have to represent the person to the doll you have created. And I'm not going to keep reading.
Well, I was going to say
more or less telling you how to make voodoo dolls in different fashions.
The fourth one, and I'm not going to read the whole paragraph, but it does say clear your voodoo doll, meaning it says before you plan to use your voodoo doll, you will need to clear it of all previous energy, thus neutralizing it and giving you a clean slate to perform actions on
it. You got
to
zero out your voodoo doll.
You got it.
You got to zero it out.
Restart it, Sean. Don't be using past energy. You got to,
Oh, okay. Now, this is method two. Using voodoo for good.
I'm 66.
Concentrate on your desires. Mm-hmm. Use different colored pens.
Oh, sure.
Yellow is success. Green is money. White is healing. Red is power. Yeah, purple is spirituality. Blue is love. And black...
Ooh.
Repelling negative energies.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how, like, 10 o'clock at night,
the
words words that you know you can say, but you look at them, you just like, no, I'm not gonna
words
say it.
Words are flowing out.
It's like just gonna come out like
into a paper cup.
Okay.
Well, and what was three?
Oh, the symbols, man. You gotta move those.
Or no. And three, petition the spirit belongs to voodoo. And then method three, using voodoo for evil, use colored pens for harm. Appeal to a spirit to act on your behalf. Revert to classic torture techniques.
I'm going to shove this pin in your eye.
That was very intense.
I was going to say, here's mud in your eye, but here's...
whenever I get a migraine, it's always behind my eye, and I just know someone has a voodoo doll of me just shoving a pin in my eye.
Rachel? You don't know that at this point?
I will hold my tongue.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let's... Anyway, back to the voodoo. Wow. Good job, Sean.
That's Nate. And that was Nate Unleashed. I think it's interesting to pull it back to the link between the magical practice and how it has been affected by Western popular culture. It says, enduring the first half of the 20th century, in this, the myth of this magical practice being closely linked to voodoo and vondu or voodoo was promoted as... Are you guys having a sign conversation?
No. Yeah. Well, you are.
We are.
Subtitles.
Yeah. Are you?
I was trying to ask Nate, does he want to make the voodoo doll of Sean or me?
I thought that's what you were doing.
And what color pins?
Back out! Yeah. I thought you... And you're not going to do the nice ones, are you? Okay. No. In this myth of this magical practice being closely linked to voodoo and vodu was promoted as part of the wider negative depictions of blacks in Afro-Caribbean religious practice in the United States. In John Huston Craig's 1933 book, Black Baghdad, The Arabian Nights Adventures of a Marine Captain in Haiti, he described a Haitian prisoner sticking pins into an effigy to induce illness. It also was used in the film representation of Haitian vodou, such as Victor Hal Perrin's 1932 White Zombie. Ooh, White Zombie. And Jacques Tourneur's 1943 I Walked with a Zombie. Voodoo dolls are also featured in one of the episodes of Woody Woodpecker Show in 1961, as well as in the British musical, Liz Tomania in 1975. Now, this one is what I definitely wanted to get to. I know you guys are going to be shocked that I want to put this in there, but also in the international blockbuster Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, your favorite, 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite Indiana Jones, anyway. So I won't go into the makeup of that scene, but they definitely used voodoo dolls in that.
Yes, they do. Yeah, the little turd kid before he turns back to good, he stabbing.
Well, the little king prince, whatever.
Yeah.
And Short Round, wake up, Dr. Jones, wake up. Yeah. So
very good.
You like that?
I wish we had that on video. I
love
watching you.
He said, "I love you, Dr. Jones." Sorry, I've seen it too many times. Gosh.
Okay,
some of my favorite parts.
You know, the voodoo doll reminds me of, because of the whole creating, the whole creating and it, like a tulpa. We've done a mini on tulpas where you create those beings, and it gave the wiki how to create a tulpa and what you got to do. This is a more of an old school because tulpa is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as people knowing about it, but I know
right.
Doing tulpas goes it goes back farther. But yeah, it's got that tulpa feeling.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah,
so
it was also mentioned
both are creepy
in Disney's The Princess and the Frog. I don't know if you guys did you ever see that? I mean, there's a lot of New Orleans and Mardi Gras and magic.
My daughter and
voodoo.
Wife did,
and
but I don't know much about
yeah, it. Yeah, I haven't watched it in years, but I do remember that they voodoo dolls were in that as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's definitely all of those things have helped solidify like how we think about these kind of things, you know?
Yeah. There's some creepy dolls that there's like these twin girls that were supposed to haunt these voodoo dolls or something like that and murderous. And I mean, it's really they can get really scary and very, very dark and negative, you know?
Well, these I looked up voodoo priestesses, and ooh, of course that doesn't look.
No,
they're a mambo, also written as mambo, is a priestess as opposed to an ongon or a male priest in the Haitian voodoo religion. Haitian voodoo conceptions of priesthood stem from the religious traditions enslaved. Blah blah blah. But so it is. But they don't look. I mean, they look intense.
Do you want the phone number to Mama Rose?
I do not.
I would say no.
I do not know.
She is a Haitian voodoo priestess. Been practicing since the age of 17. She did something with Tori Spelling.
Oh, good grief. Of 90210.
Yeah.
Fame or whatever, if you want to say. Interesting.
Occasionally, okay. She does court matters, especially children custodies and divorces.
God. Okay.
I don't know how a voodoo doll is supposed to help with that, but hey, whatever.
Okay.
Give her a call. I think before we wrap it up, we definitely want to mention Marie Laveau, which she's the most down in New Orleans. She's the most famous practitioner of voodoo, herbalist and midwife. She was renowned in New Orleans. We've talked about her because they still, in her grave, they leave trinkets and they do the X's on her grave for good luck. And they, you know, it's a whole practice that they do.
Yeah.
Which I think, and they say in those, I like to go see the cemeteries, but they say in those cemeteries, you will see different markings and trinkets and things like that. And a lot of that is voodoo related, dolls being one of those things.
So if you go and have acupuncture, are you the voodoo doll?
I have had acupuncture and I would say yes.
I've had it where it's called needling.
You heard the dry needling?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've had that on my neck and my back twice.
And it works. I have too. Yes.
The back, it worked. My neck, I felt worse.
Oh, it did? Really?
Yes, it did. Oh, but I realized when I got home, the needles were still in my neck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh.
I have an iron worker buddy. He went.
No, but I did.
Feel and had acupuncture. And then he got home and he was like, ah, what the heck? And he's like touching the top of his head. He's like, my hair hurts. Yeah, they left a needle in his head.
Oh, my gosh. Oof. That's, yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting deal here, this voodoo stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
And so it does sound like
good
it's.
Good choice.
It seems sort of novelty to me, but
yeah, I don't believe in it.
There's still sort of,
but, you know,
sort of I'm a not, creepy concept, but yeah.
Oh yeah, well, like I said, they have these dolls that they said that are no. There was a doll that,
cast spirits into them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That they get possessed, you know, and demonic. We'll just say demonic, and so they have to, you know, these demonologists, and you know, have to go get them and get them out of the public, you know, or like estate sales, you know, mm-hmm. people are saying, oh my gosh, this is a, you know, haunted doll or whatever.
And
it's
Chucky.
A voodoo. Yeah. 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 Chucky.
Do you see that where Chucky's box was empty and they're like, oh, I think Evil Never Dies posted it. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, crap.
Oh, he's Chuck, out. Charles. But yeah, I mean, I don't believe in a whole lot of it, but I don't know. Whatever.
I think it's been exacerbated and blown out of proportion and Hollywood. Anized.
Well, they say candles can be used big time when you're doing a voodoo like of that a voodoo doll ritual.
Yeah,
they say a lot of you put it like in the middle of candles and I mean, whatever. I don't know.
Maybe it makes the
it's at the creep factor, right?
The torturer or whatever feel a little better. Maybe like they're inflicting pain on the other. And
I
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's therapeutic for them, I guess.
Something.
A form of catharsis, right?
Yeah.
It's very cathartic. Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily hurting the person you're meaning for it to. I think it's just helping the psyche of the person that wants to inflict pain, and then that way
like
they don't do
something.
Actual, I guess, I don't know.
They said
psychological.
It says here's a picture. It says here's a creepy voodoo doll on a dark, scary, spiritual wizardry table. They call it with candles and magic, and attributes for Halloween sorcery and curses. So there you go, a little wizardry table. I guess there's an official. Yeah, you know, if you want to start your own voodoo business, you get your wizardry table and your candles.
Where do you buy one of those?
Pins. Yeah, I don't. eBay, okay. Amazon. Yeah, you get in a day.
Etsy.
if you're a Prime member, yeah, Etsy.
We got all the hookups, right, and all the connections.
You guys have anything else on voodoo dolls?
Are we buying some?
No.
Me neither.
Nope.
All joking aside, no thank you.
No, I don't want to mess with it. Nope. Unless you want to buy a voodoo doll.
Ouija board.
Play with
right?
a Ouija board at a graveyard.
Nope.
Or a cemetery.
With candles?
What if we just get voodoo dolls that look like Michael Myers?
Now you're talking. Don't. That's kind of what we have.
That's my boy.
Yeah, true.
Michael. Fun pops, yeah.
I greet Michael every morning. Hey, Nate, why don't you take us out?
Oh, that voodoo that you do so well. That's a wrap.
Nice. I like it.
I like it too.
He never lets us down, does he?
No.
Creepies, we want to thank you for listening to our middle-aged mini number 70 and our discussion on voodoo dolls. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.